T-Mobile. Well, good afternoon, Tom, and how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Just sitting here reading news reports.
Well, which one is it? I'm a little confused. You said pretty and good. I know you're not both, so I'm going to go with the good. I don't know about the pretty part.
No, just ask British. Ain't not pretty, Mom? She take the Fifth Amendment.
For laughing. I heard her laughing, so anyway, it tells me all I needed to know. Well, as you can probably guess, I've been out playing tennis.
Well, as you say it ain't so.
It really hasn't been too bad. It was kind of sunny when we started, and then some clouds moved in, and then we'd get a mix of sun and then clouds. It kind of went back and forth, so it really wasn't super bad. I mean, I definitely broke a sweat, but, it could have been a lot worse. And I played well, so that was good. That's always a good thing.
It's 84, but it's 74% humidity, so it feels like 93. Well, we went to our usual places this morning, Aldi's and Walmart, and went up and paid the water bill. Talked to Rusty for a little bit on the way back. I'm getting ready to go outside and kill some mushrooms, and then I'm going to go gather the eggs.
I don't know a thing about mushrooms, and one of my nephews is a cook. He lives down in Charleston. He cooks at one of the high-end restaurants down there. I can't think of the name of it, but he's the head chef, and he picked a mushroom big old thing out of the yard. I think it is his mom's house here in Greenville, and he knew what kind of mushroom it was, and he was going to take it back to Charleston and cook it. He said it was, it would bring a lot of money.
Well, I just never had the bravery to eat one of them suckers that I picked. I just want to kill them out of the yard. They're popping up everywhere, and I don't like them. But, I guess there are people that know what they're doing. If they don't, they ain't going to be around very long because some of them are toxic.
That's why I don't mess with them, because I don't know one from the other. So, I want to find out the hard way.
Nothing to do. I get some around here that are probably 3 inches in diameter, and they're green on top. Most of them are just those little white ones. We call them toadstools up in Kansas.
No, we used to call them that when we were kids. And we had a lot of woods around the house where I lived. Woods, at least on behind the house and on one side. And so we saw a lot of frogs and turtles and stuff like that. And I think we saw couple of snakes. Never saw a poisonous snake. Saw like a green snake or something like that. But I'm sure they were there. We just never saw one.
Very few poisonous snakes up in Kansas. The timber rattler, if you got up in rocks up there in certain areas. But it was very elusive and rarely seen. And then we didn't have any water moccasins. And if you went about 30, 35 miles south, occasionally there'd be a water moccasin there. Now, we had common water snakes, and they'd bite the snot out of you, but they were not venomous.
Our grandson, when he was three, he was still three, he's turned four now, he used the word venomous one day in a sentence. He said, oh, well, that snake wasn't venomous. And I thought to myself, where in the heck did he hear that word? I mean, I didn't even know what that word meant when I was 3 years old.
Our grandson stepped on a copperhead down here and got bit. But it was at night, and he didn't see it, so couldn't blame him for that. A long time they thought it was a water moccasin because it was near the water, but they're pretty sure now it was a copperhead. Boy, his foot swelled up like you wouldn't believe, like a helium balloon.
Pictures, I've never been around anybody that's gotten bit by a snake that I can ever remember. I'm glad because I wouldn't know what to do. Oh, me. Well, has HF come back any? I'm not hearing a whole lot on HF when I get on there.
Dave, but the atmospheric noise is still really high. I made some nice contacts on it a couple of nights ago. Last night I was in a lot of pain with my back, and so I didn't stay on long, but I didn't really see anything that was interesting to me. Right now it looks like foreign contacts making contacts in DX that are also foreign. I don't see anyone in the U.S. making contacts with the DX at all. I just brought it up when you said that. But I had fun the other night. I can't remember who all I talked to, but Israel in the Dead Sea. I think I told you that. It was the lowest place on Earth. And there's a DX expedition there. And I talked to a World War II submarine in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which I thought was kind of unusual, but they do have an inland waterway that connects to the Mississippi, which gives them connection to the coast. And then I talked to the USS Nautilus, and then a couple of other ships that were on over the weekend. And I've talked to them in years past, but I haven't talked to them recently. It was kind of fun. That was on, most of those were on sideband.
Now, I've never made a contact with a ship, and never have heard one, actually. But anyway, so I don't know if, of course, I was, when I was on the other day, it was still daytime. It must have been about 5:30 or something. Maybe if I'd have gotten on later on that evening, it would have been, conditions might have been a little better.
Museum ships, and they do it every year, and there'll be museum ships all over the United States and elsewhere that set up radio stations there. The Midway, the Yorktown, there was one in San Diego. I think that was Midway. There was one, there's a carrier in New York City, I don't remember which one, and he was on the air, I think. So it's not uncommon. Now, last night there was a maritime mobile on there, and it said off the coast of Georgia. Now, that can mean two different things. Not looking at a map, I presume it could be off of Georgia in the Soviet Union or Georgia down here in the United States. So I just don't know. But I've talked to maritime mobiles many times. When they have a de-expedition, those guys get on the air, a sideband or CW, as they're traversing to their remote location. Now, that don't count as the remote location, but they'll they'll sign with a stroke, Mike, you know. And there was one on last night. But at any rate, I just haven't seen anything interesting. There's been a couple of FTH stations, but I don't do that. And last night it seemed like everything was FTH. So you might have some good luck with that. But the bands haven't been overwhelming, considering there's lots of sunspots. I'm rather surprised.
KB4 CBA Mobile. Oops. That little Prius found a telephone pole. Telephone pole just pulled that right out in front of him. And he found it. Anyway, doesn't look like he's hurt, but his car's hurt a little bit, but it can be fixed. But anyway, oh me. Well, yeah, I haven't been on the digital modes lately, and I really couldn't tell you why. I guess I was just more into one and. But anyway, well, what else you been doing?
Not a lot, have we, Bernice, I can think of. And by the way, Logbook of the World, if you use it, has been off the air for 2 or 3 weeks now. And, I haven't, went on that. Excuse me. There's a place posted where you can check the availability of it. But they lost a lot of their servers and that, and it must be a real mess up there. That's the longest in many, many years that I've ever seen them offline, which is a scary thought, because some guys use that entirely for their logging. I always put it on paper, but I'd hate to go back through. I got a stack of tablets that's over a foot tall that's full of contacts. And I've thrown a lot of them out. No big deal, though. It's not life-threatening. But, yeah, other than that, Dave just taking care of the lawn and things of that nature. They did sell the property back behind us, and I walked out there and looked at what they were doing a couple of days ago. But I don't think we're going to be able to see the houses, and if we do, won't be any catastrophe, and there's just 3 going to be built. But we've enjoyed that timber back there for 15 years, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I can remember the days when I was growing up. You know, we had all those places that I was telling you about. That we had woods. Every speck of it's got a house on it, and there's no woods left. And, of course, we lived off of West Ferris. That's some prime real estate. So, you know, whoever owned it definitely wanted to, you know, cash in on the, you know, the money they could make by building a house there. As a matter of fact, my grandmother's house had a lot beside it that she owned, and then the person beside her had a lot, and then her house, and so we had 2 lots between the house, you know, our neighbor's house, and didn't really think anything about it. Now there's 2 houses. you can just about reach out the window and one and touch the others. I mean, it's just that ridiculously close. And, you know, but anyway, that's just the way it is now. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm gonna sign off with you. But anyway, have a good one, and, stay cool, and, don't get in any trouble. I'm sure Bernice is fixing you up some cookies or something deep. and snack on, and we'll talk to you later. I'll clear out here for yours. 73N0TRK B4CPA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I just had a cup of coffee and two oatmeal cookies, homemade ones, of course. But yeah, those houses over here east of us on Highway 101, that used to be pasture and horses and cattle, and we loved it. And then all at once, the people that lived there died, and they sold it and gave it to the kids, of course, and then they didn't care. They sold it for development. And there's 400 houses over there now, and you can't hardly get a lawnmower in between them. The only thing between them is the condenser on the air conditioning system. And they're built on a slab. And I saw what happened to those slab houses in a windstorm here a while back. And it wasn't funny up in Oklahoma and Texas and that. I mean, they were clean like a fish right off of the foundations, and all that was left was the concrete. And concrete cracks after so many years, no matter what. So I don't know if they're thinking well in advance there or not. Anyways, take care, Dave. Nice talking to you. KB4CBA and 0TR is clear and going outside.